Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, the 16th annual Upper Minnesota River Meander Arts Crawl will be held October 4th, 5th, and 6th. And the Meander is a self-guided tour featuring this year 42 artists from five counties in western Minnesota. And this annual event offers a chance for the public to meet with the region's top artists in their home studios, nestled among the small towns and family farms found in the upper Minnesota River Valley. And we have one of those artists in our studio today to talk Meander and talk about his artwork, Doug Peterson from Madison. Thanks for coming in the studio, Doug.
Well, thanks for having me. And it's going to be a very nice weekend for the Meander, and hopefully people will enjoy themselves.
16 years already. Have you been involved in all of them?
No, actually, okay. Because I have now been fully retired from being Farmers Union President of Minnesota, this is my second year. So it's kind of new for me, and it's been good so far.
Good. Yeah, I should mention Doug is a graduate with an art degree at Augustana College in Sioux Falls, and he was a Minnesota state rep for many years, representing our area here, and president of the Farmers Union.
Yeah, 14 years, actually.
Yeah, and that took you all around the world, didn't you? I understand you met the Pope once.
Actually, I had two private audiences with the Pope, and what we were trying to accomplish, the mission of meeting with the Pope was to talk about the need for family farms throughout the world and why it is so important that we are stewardships of the land. And the charge from the Pope to our organization was that we must have an ecumenical effort so that people will realize how important family farms are. And the other thing is that food and sustaining life is also the mission, not only of the Catholic Church, but all denominations. So it became an ecumenical issue, and we were part of his encyclical to the world, which is, he writes papers to the world, he lays things out there, and his encyclical really was about stewardship and conservation, and then we bring in the need for family farms.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and yeah, you got to meet him personally, and I understand you gave him a gift. Is that protocol kind of?
Yeah, okay. We gave him we met him twice. Our group met him twice, and private audience, that means you're within the Vatican in Pope Clement's 13th century reviewing room, is, that's pretty awesome right there. But the issue that we brought forward was this document that was going to be included in his encyclical. But as you meet the Pope, protocol is that you give him a gift. And I found a chalice that was made by the Tokheims, Lucy and Jean of Dawson. And I bought that and brought it to him. And when I presented it to him, and you're introduced and you're presented by a person, His personality, his just smiled. He was just, he's a radiant man. He just loves people, and being fortunate enough and humble enough to meet the Pope and provide him with some insight from farming throughout the world and also throughout our United States, it was probably a highlight of my career as Farmers Union President.
Yeah, very special, that's for sure, right?
Yep.
Wow. That's pretty cool, Doug. I tell you what, let's transition into art. Well, that's a good transition, though, with the Dokheims presenting the gift to the Pope there. The Meander, talk about a little bit about your art career. You majored in art, but you graduated from Madison High School. How did you get started in art?
Well,
your interest in art.
Well, the interest in art has always been kind of interested in art and making things. My mother was a country school teacher, and she had to know how to do all kinds of different projects for kids in country school, one through eight. So that's kind of where it started. But I took art in high school, and our art teacher was Dwayne Christofferson, and I had him for 2 years, and then I liked that very much, and then I went down to Augustana and played football and majored in art.
That's right, you played football down there.
Yeah, that's right, yep.
A special time for you there in college then?
Well, yeah, I mean, college is kind of, I think you're kind of going through a fog trying to figure out who you are, and then all of a sudden you're going to get hired to, be productive.
Yeah.
But, no, it was, those years were very good. I was learning to do lots of different things in art, in a lot of drawing, a lot of painting, and ceramics. That's what I specialized in, painting, frankly.
Ceramics, okay. Good. And so after college, you worked as a teacher in art then, huh?
Right. I was hired as a gymnastics coach because Madison had gymnastics at one time. And I coached gymnastics in Glencoe and taught art. And I also coached football there for about 10 years. And then I decided after my father had passed away that I would come home and start on the family farm, which I did in 1980.
Okay, good. All right, let's talk about the Meander. So you're a painter.
Yeah, I paint, yeah.
Okay, and mostly what? I see some wildlife?
Yeah, I do some little wildlife. Some is realistic, some is abstract. I concentrate mainly on fish and salmon, but I have been doing some other forms of artwork, and one of them is called batik, which is a hot wax on heavy canvas or cloth, and then you dye it. And at the end of the dye baths and the waxing, I get rid of the wax by ironing it out, and you have wall hangings, or you can actually make some clothing out of it. But mine are pretty much wall hangings. I've been doing some birds for that. And the other part of it is I do a lot of painting, and I'll probably have 30 or 40 exhibits of batik. And also, I'll probably have about 30 paintings on display, and there are for sale, because that's basically what the Meander is about. It's a kind of a touristic attraction of art in the upper Midwest. That's being the Minnesota River Valley, and I've been as a participant just 2 years. But as an observer, I think I've seen just about every one of those meanders. And, frankly, the talent that we have out here in Western Minnesota is pretty good.
Yeah. Since I've been covering the Meander for the last 5 years or so, visiting with different artists and going to their studios, it's amazing the talent that there is around here.
Yeah. Well, I think people appreciate things that are made well. And when I taught, I always said art is the making of things well. And then we would go from there.
Yeah. A lot of people come from not only outstate of Minnesota, some people come from around the country just to take part in this.
Yeah. It's amazing who you meet. I have them sign in and try to catch as many as you can and talk to. Because I'm at the Java River in Montevideo. Why I'm there is because I think I'd be the farthest one out of the Minnesota River Valley, probably being 30 miles away from Montevideo.
Okay.
So I located in Java River for that weekend, and it's interesting who you meet and how they greet each other, and people will surprise you what they like and what they dislike, and a lot of people, you have to paint or you have to make ceramics or batiks. So you like it first,
right?
And hopefully other people will have that same enjoyment.
Right. You threw out some numbers earlier, but as far as sales goes, if the sales continues on par with previous years, more than $108,000 of art will be purchased in these 3 days during the Meander.
Well, that's, $108,000 is a pretty good number.
Yep.
I can tell you that dollar, say $1 in rural Minnesota, is spent about seven times in farming, and I would anticipate in art purchases, it's probably around 3 to 4 times. So you can take that 100K and you can times it by 3.5 to 4 times.
Okay.
And that's really the economic development aspect. And it shows, I think, people from all over the area that there is a deep appreciation of people that do art for, not a lot of them doing it for a living, but it's pretty skimpy.
Yeah,
because you've got 41 or 42 artists,
and
you divide that by 108,000. Well, that's not a lot of money, but people are doing it for pure enjoyment,
and the love of it. And I'm sure that's what you do it for too. So, let's talk a little bit about why fish? Why paint fish? I know you're a big hunter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I like to fish, and I like to trout fish and salmon fish, and I've had some very good experiences as far as catching fish, and I do a lot of fly fishing. I fly fish for northerns in our local creeks around here, and I do catch some northerns in the spring when they start coming up. That's within the season, however.
Okay.
And I've done a lot of, I've had a lot of sales and shows with other people. I had a dear friend of mine, by the fellow by the name of Tom Helgeson, who owned the first fly fishing shop and in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
And I walked into him one day, and I said, I'm so-and-so, and you're Tom. I got this picture of the article that they did. They did them on the Minneapolis Tribune, and said, I've got some artwork. Would you like to see it? And I showed it to him, and he says, when do you want your first show? So my
wow,
first
nice.
Show was in 1985 in Tom Helgeson's studio, and from there I've been in about four other studios.
Okay.
A good friend of mine by the name of Jerry Radicke,
yep.
up in Nisswa.
Yep.
I had a couple shows up there. I am currently in the Waters Superior in Duluth on Canal Street.
Oh.
Been up there for a number of years, displaying some of my artwork, the fish, and some landscapes up there.
Oh.
So I've been around a little bit,
yeah.
But this is a local deal, and
yep.
hopefully people that appreciate the color and the shapes. It's really what I like about
okay.
my work.
Good. So talk a little bit about over at Java River then, when you're going to be there. And
Well, Java River, we'll set up, it's basically Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we'll set up the night before it starts, and then it will go from all day Saturday till about 4 o'clock, and then on Sunday, I believe, it goes until about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Java River is a coffee shop on Main Street by the old theater. Becky Daly is the person who... is the person in charge of it, the owner, and she does a really good job. And if you're hungry for the morning breakfast down there, it is just fantastic. It's
okay.
just amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
easy to find right on Main Street, Montevideo.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep. They also play some music in there once in a while, don't they?
Every now and then they have some of the local talent come in, and they, I guess I would call it prairie populist kind of.
Yep.
Music. Yep. There's some Handines that show up down there. That's the music is almost surprising as the art, because there's so many people that do music and they do it well. And
right.
you like to have people that are local having a venue
right.
so that people can actually see that, you know, we're as good, if not better, than some of the stuff that's coming out of Twin Cities.
Right.
So I think
good.
That's important.
All right. So head on over to Java River on Main Street, Montevideo. Take a look at Doug's paintings and other things. Is it just be paintings or other things?
Well, I'm going to have batik. I'm going to have some ceramics. Used to make what they call an old codger, which is a ceramic sculpture of grubby-looking old men and kind of cute and ugly at the same time. I'll have a few of those things.
And, okay.
But there'll be a variety of things.
All right. How can people get a hold of you? If they want to contact you.
I don't have a website, but I do have an email, and it's Doug Peterson@gmail.com.
Yep, there you go. Well, Doug, thanks for coming in and sharing about your art, and appreciate that, and have a good meander then.
Well, I thank you for that, and I thank you for having me in today, and hopefully we'll have a wonderful fall.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Doug
Peterson, make sure you stop by Java River in Montevideo. The Meander is October 4th, 5th, and 6th. And we've got brochures, a really neat brochure here at the Q92 Studios. You can stop in and pick that up. And then Meander, that's what it's all about, the Upper Minnesota River Valley.